It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Every day I work on getting healthier, at least healthier, and thanks to our guest, I now have an easy, productive, and instructive program to follow that works. It's called Get Healthy Challenges. Carolina, have you seen these?
I have. I was able to take one, and it was so much fun. I absolutely loved it, and that's why I'm super excited to have Andrea here with us today to tell everybody about these Get Healthy Challenges and inspire them to pick one to get started with. So, Andrea, how are you today? Thanks for being with us.
I am doing great. Thank you for having me.
So why did you create this? What got you started on this Get Healthy Challenges program?
You know what? You know, NaturallySavvy.com, we've been doing it for about 7 years now, and I am a huge advocate for organic, non-GMO living, and also just understanding what it means to live a clean lifestyle. And we talk to people, whether they're newbies to this world or maybe or if they're hardcore and they've been living this lifestyle forever. And what I wanted to do was reach people in a simple, easy to understand way that can really inspire them. So for me, it's all about inspiration. So we hear everywhere all over the internet or maybe in your daily life how it's important to eat better, or it's important to cut the toxins out of your diet, or it's important to, you know, do this or do that. And what happens is things start to get overwhelming, and then you kind of tune out eventually because you're getting it from so many different sources. So what we decided to do was let's break it down for people. Let's make it simple. Let's give people what they're looking for in an easy to understand way. And that's why we decided to launch Naturally Savvy's Get Healthy Challenges.
That's fantastic. I also think it's part of why a lot of people give up is, you know, they have too many goals in front of them and way too much information to sort through. But when you give them one or two goals or a specific activity like you do on your challenge, it becomes a little bit easier and achievable. And, you know, being able to see that you did it and reap the benefits by having a deeper understanding about the subject of the specific challenge you did, it's so rewarding. So tell us about the different challenges you have.
Right. So thank you. So we basically launched with 10. So we've got what we call the Scary 7 Challenges. And that's something that we've really trademarked in terms of, or Kemet came up with the name, because the Scary 7 are 7 different groups of ingredients that we know, according to research. So when we wrote our book, Unjunk Your Junk Food, we tried hundreds and hundreds of products. And what we discovered was is that companies were using the same ingredients in so many different products. So we were like, whoa, wait a second. How come this is happening? So what we discovered was companies were using them for many reasons, including price and the fact that they would last longer. And there, I mean, there's a host of reasons. So what we decided to call these groups, these seven groups was the Scary 7. So we started with that. So it includes high fructose corn syrup, food coloring. So for someone like your audience, you know, kids, food coloring, we know the research shows that it can lead to hyperactivity in children. So how do we get food coloring away from our children? And we know it's not realistic for them never to have it. And that's another thing, by the way, I'm all about balance. I'm not about you can't do this ever, because it's not realistic when it comes to kids. So you have food coloring, high fructose corn syrup, trans fats. Some people think that they're already avoiding it because they're reading the nutrition facts panel, but realistically, they're in so many different products under different names. So that's a little scary.
Oh, yeah.
Artificial flavors, MSG, preservatives, and artificial sweeteners. And it's new year. People are like, oh, wait, I'm going to start, you know, eating more diet products because I want to lose weight. It's, you know, it's a new year, new me. But those diet products are really, they cause a lot of side effects, and they're now, research is showing, it's causing us to gain weight. So we started with those 7, and then we also have gluten-free, omega-3, how to get healthier oils into your life, and non-GMO.
Yeah, and I did the food coloring one, and you know, I'm a dietitian, so I figured, oh, I'll ace through this. You know, but I thought it was really cool how you do a little test and then you watch video and then you have some more information about it. But what was really, really neat is you even went into other places that you find food coloring that you might not think about, and those caught me by surprise, you know.
Oh,
we can do
great.
A whole new show about that, but I thought that was really neat, and that's what made these challenges perfect for everybody. Even if you think you might know everything about it, I mean, I encourage you to do it anyway. And then the last part was so much fun. I had my kid going to the grocery store because we didn't have any products in our pantry, thankfully, that fit those criteria. But I gave her my phone at the grocery store and let her take pictures of a bunch of different products so we could put into the challenge. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And that's what I love to hear. So you did the challenge exactly how I envisioned it. Is basically, you know, how can we get families involved in doing this? So it's, you know, it's great if the moms are watching it or the dads, but I really love the fact that you got your kids involved and your daughter, because that's, at the end of the day, our children are our future. They're our future healthy eaters, right? So it's a matter of getting them excited about products, teaching them how to read labels. And that's really why we wanted to do these challenges, is because we want to inspire people to learn how to. And a lot of people, by the way, you're not the only one that was surprised by these challenges. A lot of the feedback we got from people were like, wait a second, I'm a hardcore labor reader. I had no idea that it can, you know, be in other things or whatever that is, that that aha moment was to them. And that's why we wanted to do it, is, you know, through these videos, because some people are visual, some people like to read. So we incorporated a little bit of both, and we made them fun. And at the end of the day, they have to be fun or nobody's going to want to do them, right?
Yeah.
Andrea, this is the Get Healthy Challenges. Would you explain to everyone why non-GMO is one of them? I think a lot of people aren't aware of that.
Sure. So, you know, when it comes to eating or healthy eating, a lot of the research now that's coming up is about eating, going non-GMO, meaning avoiding foods that contain genetically engineered ingredients. And for those of you who are listening who may not be familiar what a GMO is, it's when you take the DNA of one thing, like a food, and you splice it with the DNA of something else, generally a virus or a bacteria, to create something new that doesn't exist in nature. So for a really good example of that is taking a pesticide like Roundup and injecting it into a food like a soybean or a corn. And and then basically what happens is you're eating the Roundup that's been injected. So they take it, they create the seed, and then they plant it, and then this new food crop emerges and grows, and then we're eating that. So a lot of the research, there's some people who are very passionate about, you know, going and living a non-GMO lifestyle, and the research has been shown to, it's been causing digestive disturbances, particularly in animals. And there's a couple of great organizations that are really fighting hard to eat non-GMO, specifically Food Democracy Now. A good friend of mine, Lisa Stokey, and her partner Dave, I mean, they're really going out there to try to get GMOs labeled, because part of the issue is that right now Canada and the U.S. are two of the only two industrialized countries that don't require mandatory GMO labeling on products, where 64 countries around the world do. So, you know, that's why it's important. It's not so much even eating the products. It's a matter of not even knowing if there are GMOs in the products that we're eating. So it's about human rights here.
Yeah, I love that. It's definitely going to be, it's on my list for the next challenge, because I want to see what fun little things you have us going around and doing to learn more about it and to be able to adapt into our own lifestyle. Because I'm on that. I agree. And we try to avoid GMOs, but it's definitely so frustrating because you don't know everywhere that they can be. So I know there's a ton of people that are going to be looking for these challenges and how to do it. Can anybody do it? Can you tell us how to find them and how to get into them?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways you can find it. So if you follow us on Facebook, we post things about the challenges all the time. It's Naturally Savvy. But if you go to our website, it's naturallysavvy.com. You can click on, there's a icon at the top, it says challenges. You can access them there, or you can go to our URL, which is challenges.naturallysavvy.com. And then once you're on the page, you could just literally pick all 10 challenges. And we're going to be launching some new ones this year. I'm really excited. We're doing 3 or 4 new ones this year that people can, again, jump on the bandwagon. It's not only specifically food this year. We're going to be doing a lot about personal care products too. So I'm excited about the possibilities, because again, eating healthy, clean eating doesn't, or clean living isn't only with our food. A lot of us start with our food, but a lot of it is just, you know, with our personal care products and the other items that we're putting onto our body every single day. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, I'm excited.
You know,
too, Andrea.
What is so interesting is most people don't realize that when you put a cream on your skin, all those pores are absorbing the whatever it is you're putting on your skin. So there's a really good example of why the body care is so important. I'm so glad you're moving in that direction as well.
Yeah, Andrea, thank you so much for sharing. I hope that many people are inspired to go ahead and take those challenges. And hey, you know what? The fun thing is, at the end of it all, you get to pick a few little samples of products to try at home. And I just got mine in the mail, and that was a lot of fun. So make sure you check the challenge at naturallysavvy.com. And to find out more about Kit Critics, go to kitcritics.org. We're also on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram. In the meantime, eat well, stay well.